Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of Greyhound Tip-Off. Alongside my color commentator, Brady Klein, and sideline reporter, Griffin Gonzalez, I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. In case you haven't heard, tonight's matchup versus the Wildcats of Lawrence Central is a special one. Northside Madness, as they call it. The first of a doubleheader at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. LN comes in at 12-5, and the Hounds post an 11-5 record. Both are on winning streaks, with the Carmel Greyhounds winning 5 in a row, while the Wildcats have won 2 in a row. Tonight, it sure looks like there could be some madness against Lawrence North, Brady.
Yeah, it really is, and that's a great segue right there, Jack. The madness, they're calling it Northside Madness, and this is going to be pure madness, like you said a second ago, Jack. LN coming in with a record of 12-5. The Greyhounds, a very similar record as well. On a 5-game win streak, the Greyhounds are. And this is going to be a very entertaining game tonight.
Why have the Carmel Greyhounds been on a 5-game winning streak?
Well, probably because of the arrival of Garrett Covington, that's for sure. Having the kid transfer in from out of town, from Georgia, having him come in, making a huge impact on this team. It's so great to see him coming here and providing such a great spark to this squad. It is so great to have Garrett Covington in the lineup for the Greyhounds.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He has been the missing piece for this team. We continue to harp on that, but it's true. Averaging 12.6 points per game this year, shooting 52% from the field. He's 25% from behind the arc, has struggled from there a little bit. Only 57% from the stripe, but is averaging 6 rebounds per game, and he's really provided an impact on that defensive side of the ball especially.
Yeah, he really has, and Garrett Covington coming in, having a couple blocks on the season so far, which is much needed on that defensive side of the ball, and his rebounding is phenomenal. His ability to get to the basket on the offensive side of the ball with ease is so great to complement Preston Flamian and a guy like Trent Richardson and Sterling Brown. So having all those guys in your utility belt, and Coach Hetty is very grateful to have all those guys on his team.
All right, so who do they need to stop for Lawrence North tonight in order to get the victory?
Just a couple guys you got to mention. Kevin Easley Jr., a 6'7 sophomore, 210 pounds, is going to be a great matchup, probably with Preston Flamian and a little bit with Trenton Richardson when he comes in there. So he's a big player to watch out for. And also, you can't forget, is Jaimin Henson. He's a great player. His ability to get to the basket with ease. He's 6'4, senior, one of the leaders on this team, and he's a true scorer as well. And also Antoine Cushingberry, another sophomore, 5'9, point guard for them. Played a lot last year as a freshman, so I'm expecting big things from him tonight as well.
Just a couple of tidbit information pieces about Kevin Easley and Jaimin Henson. Easley is a big, strong forward. He's best on the block and in the mid-range, but he can shoot the three. He's better when he hits shots early. So what the Carmel Greyhounds are trying to do is force him off the block, force him to take some outside shots, but set the tone early, make him frustrated early to set the tone for a long night. Jaimin Henson, he's the leading scorer. He's averaging 13 points per game. He's a quick catch-and-shoot guy from deep, but when he's struggling, he likes to force shots. So if Carmel can get him into those situations, they'll have a good night.
And it's so great, like you said, if Jaimin Henson starts to struggle, he starts to force up those shots. And if he can force them up, that'll be great for the Greyhounds because they can try to get those rebounds. We talked about this earlier on our show today. Hound Pound Sports Talk was the offensive rebounding the last couple of games for the Greyhounds. Has been getting better, but it really hasn't been great all season long. If the ability that they can do to shut down Jaimin Henson, if they'll try to push the ball back out to Kevin Easley, who's a true scorer, tries to score every time he gets the ball. He put the ball on the ground. He does not pull it back up unless he is shooting the ball. So if you see him put the ball on the ground, you know to collapse on him and try to double team him and try to stop him from scoring.
What player for the Carmel Greyhounds do you think needs to have the biggest night other than from the big three?
I'm going to have to say Trenton Richardson because the incorporation of the big man in the last couple of games has been great. He had 14 points last game in a win against Newcastle, and if he can play well tonight, the Greyhounds will come out victorious.
I would completely agree. If Trenton Richardson plays well, the team plays well. All right, wrap it up real quick with predictions.
I'm going to say the Greyhounds will win this one. It'll be a higher scoring game, but it'll be a very close game as well. I say they're going to win 61-57 in favor of the Greyhounds.
I've got them with about the same score, 55-51. They win over Lawrence North. We're going to send it back to the station. When we come back, we have the action between Lawrence North and Carmel, Northside Madness, here on WHJE, the home of Carmel Greyhound basketball. Coliseum, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineups are being announced right now. The starting lineups for Lawrence North: Antoine Cushingberry, number 5, Ethan Jarrett, Jaimin Henson, Kevin Easley, and Ray Petty. For the Carmel Greyhounds, as usual, it will be Sterling Brown, Alex Fallander, Garrett Covington, Trenton Richardson, and Preston Flamian. Brady, we're in for a good one.
Yes, we really are. This is going to be a true show of athleticism versus talent tonight. The Lawrence North is a very athletic team. The Greyhounds, all very talented players. So I'm really excited to see how this one pans out.
The starters are taking the floor now. It will be Richardson tipping against Petty. Petty standing at 6'6". He's a junior averaging 8.5 points per game. Richardson, the senior, averaging 7.7 points per game and 5 rebounds per game. That'll be a matchup to watch all night. Those two guys being physical down low in the post. Ref blows his whistle and talking to the players now. Throws it up, and we are underway. Petty wins the tip. It's tipped to Cushenberry. He's bringing the ball past the timeline now. Lawrence North will be moving right to left in the green uniforms. Carmel moving left to right in the white uniforms. Jaimin Henson sends it down low to Petty. Petty working in the middle of the post, right over Richardson, and lays it in. Ray Petty, despite the undersized, or Richardson having the size advantage, he puts it right up and over him. Lawrence North leads 2-0. Sterling Brown with the ball on the right wing now. Cross-court pass to Garrett Covington on the left side. Back over to Founder. Founder still working on the right side. Hasn't dribbled yet. Now he does. Back over to Brown. Brown to Richardson in the short corner. Now outlet pass to Founder at the top of the key. Founder picks up his dribble. Looks like Lawrence North is in a 2-3 zone. Founder now over to Brown on the left side. Brown penetrating the zone. Kick out to Founder. He penetrates. Now kick out to Brown for a top of the key. Three, and that's good. Sterling Brown starts off the game for Carmel on offense with a triple, and they lead 3-2. Now it's Cushenberry coming back for Lawrence North. He'll be guarded by Founder all night. Over to Henson on the right side, and a steal by Flamey on the fast break. He's one-on-one with Easley. He goes all the way to the hoop and blocked on the reverse layup. The sophomore absolutely swatted that one off the backboard. Cushenberry coming back now. He has the ball in the right corner. Puts up a shot and in. The baseline jumper for Cushenberry falls, and Lawrence North is back up 4-3. So Founder will try to respond along with the Carmel Greyhounds. Been a very fast-paced game so far. Lawrence North will not apply pressure on Carmel yet, at least. They're sitting back in that 2-3. Brown gets a pick from Richardson at the top of the zone. Over to Founder for a corner three. No good. Rebound won by Petty. He outlets to Jarrett. Jarrett crossing the timeline now on the right side, dribbling back towards the middle. Over to Cushenberry now on the left side. Handoff back to Henson, but there was a foul, an illegal screen it looked like. Cushenberry might have clipped Covington on that play. So Carmel will get the ball back down one.
And so far in these first 2 minutes, LN is just much more athletic than the Greyhounds are. Yes, the Greyhounds have knocked down a triple from Sterling Brown, but other than that, they're being out-rebounded and out-hustled.
Brown with the ball on the right wing over to Covington at the top of the key. He'll be a player to watch all night. A huge piece for these Carmel Greyhounds. Flaming with the ball now on the right side. Back over to Sterling Brown driving left. He's trying to find it to someone to kick out to. It's Covington in the right corner. Left corner, excuse me. He knocks down a three. Two threes for Carmel, and Carmel leads 6-4. It's Henson coming back for Lawrence North. Air ball. Rebound goes to Covington. Covington outlet to Brown. He's crossing the timeline now. Carmel moving left to right. Brown over to Covington. Covington working back towards the left. It's Brown. Brown dribbles towards the right side again over to Covington. Covington picked up his dribble, and he traveled on the pass. Shuffled his feet just a little bit. Got a little bit anxious. He's had traveling problems all year. That might be one of his biggest weaknesses for these Hounds.
Yeah, it really is. And in the first game, the first time he got the ball, he actually traveled. And we talked to him a couple days after that, and he said he was really nervous. And you think at this point in the season, he'd stop being nervous and start being back to normal basketball physique.
Maybe he's not a little bit nervous, but instead just has a big traveling problem. Yeah. Meanwhile, Jarrett goes all the way to the hoop and lays it in as he was pushed in the chest with a forearm and one opportunity coming for Ethan Jarrett. He ties the game there at 6-6 and has an opportunity to put Lawrence North up one at the line. Ethan Jarrett, the 6'2 senior, averaging 5.8 points per game, will be in the backcourt with Cushenberry. He misses the free throw. Rebound goes to Richardson. Richardson's going to have to rebound well all night for Carmel to get a win. Still 6-6, 5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. A shot is put up by Carmel, no good. Rebound goes to Easley. Easley outlet to Jarrett. He's coming back quickly. He finds Cushenberry at the top of the key for a three, no good. And rebound won by Lawrence North. It's Henson down low, lays it up, no good, rattles out. Covington grabs the board and outlets to Sterling Brown. Brown will slow things down. Now he'll hand it off to Founder, and Founder will run a set play for the offense. Founder dribbling towards the right side. Back over to Sterling Brown, now to Covington. Covington on the left, driving back towards the right, over to Brown, pump fakes, drives right, pump fakes again, picks up his dribble, now to Flamian, trying to find Brown again, but it went off of Lawrence North Wildcat, and Carmel will keep the possession. It'll be Flamian inbounding on the right sideline. He'll be guarded by Easley. Gets it into Founder with 4.5 minutes left. Carmel has the ball. It's all tied up at 6 with Lawrence North. Covington with the ball now on the left side, trying to find Richardson down low. It's Flamian instead from the short corner, rattles out, gets his own rebound. Fight for the ball. He has it, double team, and a turnover. Cushenberry stole it. Now he's crossing the timeline, goes behind his back, trying to find a lane. Kick out to Jarrett for a three, no good. Rebound goes to Richardson again. Two strong rebounds early here for Richardson. And now he gets it over to Brown. And Coach Scott Hetty telling his players to slow it down a little bit. Brown, handoff to Fallander. North Central still in that 2-3 zone. Looks like a 2-3-1-3-1 hybrid maybe. Fallander picks up his dribble over to Covington on the left side. Trapped in the corner, now to Flamian. Flamian driving towards the middle, kick out to Fallander. He drives, kick out to Brown for a corner three. No good this time. Tipped by Flamian, hustling for the ball, but he tipped it out of bounds, so it'll go back to Lawrence North.
And like we said in the pregame show and earlier today in our show, the offensive rebound has really been lacking for the Carmel Greyhounds, like we saw there. Sterling Brown just shot a three, and all the players just stood around, didn't get on the help side defense at all, and didn't get back to try to even attempt to get a rebound.
You think with Lawrence North in that 2-3 zone, offensive rebounds may be at a premium here. They're not able to box out as efficiently. So Lawrence North working down on the post now, blocked by Richardson. And it was actually tipped out last by Easley. So a nice block from Richardson, deflected it off Easley, and Carmel will get the ball back again. Still knotted up at 6 with 3 minutes and 26 seconds left here in the first quarter. Cole Jenkins checks into the game. Also number 44, Wesley Bender, the 6'6 senior. He's checking into the game now, along with number 10, Dexter Schaus. Those are the two first guys off the bench, the two main bench players for Lawrence North we'll see tonight. So Flamian gets it into Jenkins, the sophomore. Cole Jenkins only averaging 3 points per game this year, but has played a lot of valuable minutes. Gets it over to Brown on the right side, back over to Flamian, now to Jenkins. Pump fake to three, over to Flamian again. Flamian, he pump fakes. A lot of ball fakes here for the Carmel Greyhounds early. Over to Richardson. Short corner jumper is good. That short corner 10-foot jumper for Richardson has been on fire all year, and he continues to shoot the ball well. Over to Easley. Top of the key three, no good. Petty gets it down low on the offensive board, and Flamian fouled him from behind. Carmel's going to have to box out those big guys down low in order to keep Lawrence North. Welcome back to Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the technical difficulties. Our connection cut out there for a second, but we are back, and we are about to get the second quarter underway. It's 13-all, Carmel versus Lawrence North. After the first quarter, Carmel will have the ball to start. Cole Jenkins hit a shot at the buzzer to tie it at 13, banked it in from the left side. Alex Founder getting ready to check back in for the Carmel Greyhounds. Let's see who he comes in for. Richardson has the ball in the middle of the zone, back out to Covington, now to Brown. Swinging it around the wheel to Jenkins. Now back to Brown on the right side. 7 minutes and 45 seconds left in the half. He gets it over to Flamian. Flamian driving middle, kick out to Richardson. He'll hand it off to Covington. Now to Jenkins on the left side, back to Brown. He's had a spectacular shooting performance so far. Over to Richardson, short baseline jumper, no good. Rebound goes to Jarrett. He'll outlet it to Henson. Nice behind-the-back move. Gets his shot down low. No good. Rebound goes to Easley, and he was fouled as Flamian went up. He came down on top of Easley. Yet again, an offensive rebound for Lawrence North, and they'll inbound under their own basket. Alex Founder coming in for Cole Jenkins. Some good minutes from him near the end of the first quarter. Those first few seconds of the second. P.J. Barron also getting ready to check in. He'll come in for Preston Flamian. So it's Covington, Barron, Richardson, Brown, and Founder on the court for the Greyhounds. Inbound goes to Henson. Now down low to Easley. Works his way down low, and he's fouled. Looks like it was Covington who got him. Lawrence North drawing a lot of fouls here early. That's the fifth foul on Carmel, and we are just a few seconds here into the second quarter. It'll be Kevin Easley at the line, the standout sophomore, standing at 6'7", 12 points per game. Easley really likes to get the ball down low. He will force shots when he's under pressure and not doing very well. If Carmel establishes themselves early on the defensive side against him, you think it could be a tough night for him. But he's done pretty well so far, not going according to plan for Carmel. But he missed both free throws, a good break for Carmel, and they get the ball back, still tied up at 13. Fallander crossing the timeline, dribbling the ball with the right hand, now to Brown on the left side of that zone. Into Richardson, back to Brown, now to Fallander on the right side. Down low to P.J. Barron, trying to find Richardson. They both dive for it. P.J. Barron gets it back, outlet to Fallander. He'll drive towards the middle of the zone, out to Covington, left wing three, no good. Rebound goes to Henson, stolen by Brown. Over to P.J. Barron, tries to put it up, nearly blocked, still tipped around, and finally fought back by Bender. He'll outlet it to Henson. And he traveled on the pass to Jarrett. So helter-skelter basketball over these last two possessions. Lawrence North really likes to put the pace, but Carmel just can't put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, they really can. Their ability to get to the hoop is phenomenal, but their ability to finish has been very poor so far tonight.
Brown on the right side, back to Founder, dribbling left over to Covington. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Pump fakes over to Brown. Brown ball fakes, now to Founder. Founder, cross-court pass to P.J. Barron, wide open corner three. Tried to bank it, got his own rebound. Underneath, put it up, and in. Finally, P.J. Barron gets one to go. Spent all over the offensive glass, and he finally put one in. Carmel leads 15-13 over Lawrence North here in the second quarter. 6 minutes and 18 seconds remaining in the half. Jarrett running the offense here. Now over to Henson. Back to Jarrett. He's still on the right side looking for a cutting. Schaus doesn't find him. Back to Henson at the top of the key. Henson, ball fake, pull-up jumper. Good defense by Brown, but that's just a tough shot by Henson. He knocked it through, and we're all tied up at 15 again. It's Founder running the point guard position. Sterling Brown, when he's in there with Founder, oftentimes Founder will be the main ball handler, and Sterling Brown plays the two guard. He has the ball now at the top of the key. Brown does. Now over to Covington on the left side. Covington back to Brown. Brown looking for someone, driving towards the middle of the lane. Now gets it out to Barron. He finds Barron again. Down low to Richardson. He was fouled. He tried that patented spin move to the left side, and he was pushed from behind by Bender, I believe, as subs are set to check back in. It's Merriweather coming in for Fallander, along with Petty coming back in, and another sub, I can't see who it is right now. I think it's Cushenberry coming back in for Lawrence North. So Brown will inbound under his own basket, 15-all here with 5.5 minutes left in the half. He inbounds it to Merriweather. Merriweather hasn't played much in the last couple games. Hands it off to Covington. Covington working back towards the right side, now to Brown. Brown looking for Richardson, gets a pick from him at the top of the key, now over to Merriweather. To Covington now, driving baseline. Over to P.J. Barron, spinning, back out to Merriweather. Doesn't know what to do with it. He finds Brown for a right wing three. That's good, but they say there was a three-second call. Probably on Trenton Richardson down low. A ticky-tack call there. You don't see that too often in high school basketball, at least. And that's a turnover for Carmel. Lawrence North gets the ball back. It's Cushenberry crossing the timeline. Dribbling the ball with the right hand. Now over to Henson. Henson back to Petty at the top of the key. Down low to Bender. Bender working in the middle of the lane. Back out to Cushenberry. Cushenberry hasn't dribbled yet. Now he does. Gets a pick from Petty. Crossover move. Back to Petty on the pick and pop. Works down low. And right over Richardson, he lays it in. Ray Petty is really a force down there in the paint. Carmel's going to have to find a way to limit him. 17-15 Lawrence North here in the first half. Merriweather to Brown. Brown working on that left side. Now to Barron. Barron back to Brown. Signaling for a pick. And he finds Barron instead. They've been trying to feed Richardson down low in the post. It hasn't been successful so far. Covington now to Merriweather on the right side. Down low to Richardson, cross-court pass. Richardson trying to find Brown. He does. Coach Eddie calling for a play now. This Lawrence North zone has been very effective against Carmel so far. Ethan Merriweather drove past the pick of Richardson into the middle of that zone. He was fouled by Jarrett. Got him on the push, so Carmel will inbound under their own basket again. It will be Merriweather to inbound. Carmel in their usual box set formation. Let's see what they draw up here. They find Brown curling around a pick. No, they don't get it to him. They give it to Brown. Barron instead. He gets it back to Brown. Now down low to Ethan Merriweather. Finds a streaking P.J. Barron going all the way to the hoop. Puts it up and in. No, it doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. Back at the Brown. He'll take a left wing three. No good. And Lawrence North comes down with it. Missed opportunity again for P.J. Barron. Cushenberry trying to dribble it around Ethan Merriweather. Lost the handle but got it back. He's driving all the way to the hoop. Got it to Petty. And a foul is called before that. The foul will go on number 23, Ethan Merriweather. So Lawrence North up 17-15 with 4 minutes left here in the half as Easley checks in for Bender. They have the ball moving right to left. They're inbounding under their own basket. They're also in a box set formation. And a pretty good matchup here so far. Henson gets it down low to Easley, working on Covington. Great defense from him, and he grabs the board. Covington back over to Brown. He'll cross the timeline now. Brown down low to Richardson, finally grabs the handle. Spin move, blocked. A swat by Easley. That starts the fast break for Cushenberry. One-on-one with Ethan Merriweather, and he lays it in. Richardson tried to put it up with the right hand on the left side, and Easley had none of that. Swatting it out to a perfect pass for Cushenberry on the fast break. Now Lawrence North leads 19-15 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the first half. Brown over to Ethan Merriweather on the right side. Dribbling back towards the left. Now to Brown. Brown over to P.J. Barron on the left wing. Back to Brown. Brown looking for someone. Ball fakes, driving left. Goes all the way to the hoop. Nearly swatted. Around and in. Put up the floater off the glass. Barely fell after going around and in twice. Nearly went around and out. And Lawrence North coming back quickly now. 19-17 they lead. Cushing Berry guarded by Brown near the timeline. Dribbling the ball with the right hand. Dribbling the ball back towards half court. Stripe now gets it to Henson. Over to Easley, swinging around the wheel to Jarrett. Back to Henson at the top of the key. Now down low to Cushing Berry. Back over to Jarrett. They're trying to find Easley down low. They do. He just muscles his way to the hoop. Garrett Covington had no chance of stopping Easley. He got a deep post touch. That's what the Carmel Greyhounds don't want him to have. And Carmel will have to try to respond again. They're down 21-17 here. Brown now over to Merriweather. Back to Brown in the left corner. Down low to P.J. Barron. Trying to find a cutter. He doesn't. Kick out to Brown. Brown now to Barron. Pump fake. Driving. Goes between the legs. Now back out to Ethan Merriweather. Carmel trying to find some offense here. Picks up his dribble. Over to Barron. Now down low to Covington. Goes all the way to the hoop. Nice move. Can't get it to go again. Carmel's really having trouble finishing down low. Henson crossing the timeline. He did carry the ball. Good call by the official there. And more subs will come in. It'll be John Michael Malloy. He's been receiving a lot of playing time as of late. He checks in for Richardson. Richardson, Merriweather, and Barron go to the bench. Flamian, Brown, Malloy, Covington, and Jenkins on the court now for Carmel.
Well, John Michael Malloy has really been developed to be a solid big man throughout this first half of the season. We saw him get a lot of JV minutes, still getting a lot of JV minutes, but his varsity time has really increased over the last couple of games to get these more athletic big men a challenge.
Flamian on the left wing now. Carmel moving left to right in the white uniforms. Now to Brown, over to Jenkins in the right corner. Lawrence North still in the 2-3 zone, driving baseline, kick out to Brown, takes another three, and hits it again. Sterling Brown pulls the Carmel Greyhounds within one with a minute and a half left in this first half. Lawrence North leads 21-20. Cushing Berry coming back, guarded by Jenkins. Carmel in a man-to-man defense. Over to Henson, guarded by Covington. Now to Easley. He hands it off to Cushing Berry, trying to find Petty down low. He does, working on Malloy. Both wearing number 33. Good defense from Malloy. He gets his own rebound. Putback is good. Ray Petty is absolutely converting every single time he gets an offensive rebound in that second chance. The refs warn Coach Scott Hetty and the bench. That's why the refs stop play. So Jenkins will inbound on the left sideline in the backcourt. It'll actually be Flamian. He'll inbound it to Jenkins. Refs still discussing with Coach Scott Hetty as Schaus sets to check back in for Jarrett. Looks like a seven-man rotation pretty much for Lawrence North will continue to be the case. So inbounds goes to Jenkins. Carmel down three now, 23-20, with under a minute left. They won't hold for one shot most likely here. Jenkins at the top of the key over to Covington. Ball fakes back to Jenkins. Pump fakes. Trying to find Malloy down low. He doesn't. Picks up his dribble again. And he's playing catch with Flamian now. And he finally hands it off over to Brown. Over to Flamian. Left wing three. No good. Rebound goes to Covington. Back out to Jenkins, pump fakes, and he'll kick out back to Brown. Left wing three from him, no good. Rebound goes to Petty. John Michael Malloy went over the back. That might be 17 fouls. That is on Carmel, so that puts Lawrence North in the bonus for the remaining 32.8 seconds here in the half. And in to check in for Lawrence North will be Bender, number 44. He will check in for Petty after he shoots his 1-1. First free throw is up and rattles home.
Coach Hetty coming over. Sorry about that, Jack, but Coach Hetty coming over, talking to the Cole Jenkins standing right in front of us, telling him, hold it for the last shot. Just secure these final 33 seconds and try to cut the lead as much as you can. They're down four right now, 20-24, with 33 seconds left.
Petty's second free throw is up and no good. Rebound goes to Flamian. So Carmel will have the last shot of the half. Down four, 24-20, with 25 seconds left. Jenkins crossing the timeline, clearing it out over to Flamian now on the left side. 20 seconds left, dribbling back towards the right. Now handoff to Jenkins. 13 seconds remaining. Jenkins dribbling the ball with the left hand. Crossover move, nearly slips, tries to find his man, tipped out of bounds by Lawrence North. No, he just threw it away. completely lost control of the ball as he slipped. So Lawrence North gets it back. Maybe some dead legs and nerves there from the sophomore. And Lawrence North will have the last shot of the half. 7 seconds remaining, and Cushing Berry crossing the timeline now. 4 seconds left. He's driving all the way to the hoop. Puts it up over Jenkins, and he blocks it out of bounds. So with 1.1 seconds left, Lawrence North will have an inbounds under their own basket. Coach Scott Heddy sees that situation and will make a substitute. Richardson and Barron coming in for Flamian and Malloy. Two of the solid defensive players down low. So it'll be Jarrett to inbound, most likely looking for a tip to one of their taller players. Looking for a man, it's Bender on the right corner. Takes a shot, no good, so that will end the half here. An entertaining first half. Sterling Brown pretty much keeping the Carmel Greyhounds in it. They trail by 4, 24-20. What needs to happen in the second half in order for Carmel to come back, take the lead, and keep it?
We need to get our backside offensive rebounding converted more, because we get a lot of missed opportunities and missed shots, and the ball just bounces off the back of the rim and falls easily to the hands of the Lawrence North Wildcats. If the Greyhounds are able to get those rebounds and get the ball back into their hands and get a second opportunity, their second opportunity points have been really low tonight. I don't think they've had only a couple tonight, so if they can increase those second opportunity points, they'll come back and be good in this game.
Despite the struggles on defensive rebounding and on the offensive side, Carmel only trails by 4, so you can look at it that way, but they also have a lot of things to fix going into that second half. We'll see how it plays out. We're going to send it back to the station. When we come back, we have a halftime interview with Griffin Gonzalez. He'll interview assistant coach Ryan Osborne. That will be in about 8 to 9 minutes or so, but right now we're going to send it back to the station. 24-20 at the half, Lawrence North leads. You're listening to 91.3 WHAE, the home of Carmel Greyhound basketball. Welcome back to the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Ladies and gentlemen, it is still halftime here. There's about 3 minutes left in halftime. And right now, down on the sidelines, we have our sideline reporter, Griffin Gonzalez, with assistant coach Ryan Osborne. Griffin, what do you have for us, buddy? All right, thank you, Griffin. And the teams are running back out onto the court with a couple minutes left in halftime here. But yeah, there's no doubt about it. If Carmel can really slow the game down here and get it into a half-court contest, then Carmel should be able to come out with a victory tonight, or at least make it a close game.
Yeah, they really should. And if their ability, like what Coach Osborne said, their ability on the offensive rebounding has lacked in that first half and has lacked in previous games as well. So if they can get that going back on, that'll be huge for the Greyhounds in the second half.
What do you think their keys are on the offensive and defensive side of the ball? I know Coach Ryan Osborne touched on that, but what are yours?
I'm going to have to go with the offensive rebounding again, like we've talked about so many times. That and then the contested shots. They've taken too many contested shots. They have to start finding an open man and getting the ball to the hole easier for a cutting player as well.
Yeah, on offense, I'd like to see Carmel get into the middle of the lane and put up a few more inside shots. Preston Flamian is usually really solid with that reverse layup, getting into the middle of the lane, putting up a few floaters. Everything's been from the outside, and everything from the outside has been from Sterling Brown. He's really the guy that's kept Carmel in the game. And then on defense, yeah, no doubt, you have to get back. Lawrence North really likes to push the ball in that fast break, in those fast break situations. So if Carmel can get back on defense off of missed shots and force Lawrence North to run their set plays, run, you know, in offense, Carmel's doing a good job of forcing them into shots they don't want to take, and they'll eventually become very impatient. That's on our scouting report right here. So if Carmel can get it into a half-court game on defense and then on the offensive side of the ball, get inside a little bit more, they have a real good shot against Lawrence North.
Yeah, they really do. They're ability to get inside and utilize the athletic big men that they have in Trenton Richardson and even John Michael Malloy and Britt Berry when they come into the game. If they have the ability to get down in that low post and contain and play well against the solid big men of the Lawrence North Wildcats, I think that'll be a much better game for them.
And you figure a few of those shots down low have to fall. P.J. Barron, it seems like, has missed 4 or 5 already down low in the post where he's had an opportunity to lay it in. Most of them have been contested, but you're going to have to finish those, especially here in the second half. Preston Flamian has missed a few, but I think the inside presence of Kevin Easley and Rob Petty have really, you know, given Carmel a lot of trouble down there in the post. They're so long and athletic. When they go up for a shot, they're not used to seeing that athleticism, and they're just swatting it away. We've seen that a couple times already, and that starts the fast break. That's where Carmel gets into trouble. So if Carmel, you know, can limit those shots that are blocked and get a few more to fall, I think that'll slow the game down itself and that'll put the Greyhounds in much better situations.
Yeah, it really will. If they're able to slow things down and just play with a much calmer pace, that'll help the Greyhounds out a lot because they're trying to rush things right now, trying to get to the basket way too quickly, and that's coming back to hurt them.
So there are administrative figures on the floor right now. I'm not sure what's going on. It looks like there will be a halftime ceremony. Wes Middleton, one of the senior bench players for the Carmel Greyhounds, is walking out onto the court, being honored in some way. I'm not exactly sure. Brady's looking that up right now. But on the offensive side of the ball, other than Sterling Brown, I mean, Garrett Covington has gotten only one shot to fall. Preston Flaming has only gotten one shot to fall. And meanwhile, we did figure out what Wes Middleton is being honored for. He's on the all-academic team for the state, along with Wesley Bender for Lawrence North. Not the state, excuse me, at least these four teams that are playing here tonight. So Wes Middleton, I know he's a pretty smart guy. I've been in a few classes with him. He's a very intelligent individual, and that's so tough to balance as a student athlete, practicing on the basketball team every single day, along with, you know, playing or doing academics as well. So congratulations to Wesley Middleton, but I'm sure he wants for his team, what he wants for his team is to win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And Wesley Middleton and Wesley Bender, so both Wesleys on the court right now accepting their awards, their academic awards. That's great to see Wesley being recognized for his academic achievements, and hopefully he can provide some spark to this basketball team as well. They're in much need of it, down 4, 20-24, going into this third quarter, and this is going to be a very important start to this third quarter, because if they can't get going right now, Lawrence North will start to come out and explode, and if the Greyhounds can't match that, they're going to be down quick, and that's going to come back to hurt them.
I always say the last 2 minutes of the first half and the first 2 minutes of the second half are the most important 4 minutes of the game. The second half of those important 4 minutes is about to start right now, and Lawrence North will have the ball first. Let's see if Carmel makes a change to a 2-3 zone. I doubt they will. They've been pretty successful on the defensive side of the ball, at least forcing Lawrence North in the half-court sets to take shots that the Carmel Greyhounds want them to. So it'll be Cushing Berry crossing the timeline now. Now over to Henson on the right side, looking for Easley down low. Can't find him. Back out to Petty. Reverse pass to Cushing Berry, spinning on Founder. Nice moves from him. Pulls up and kicks it back out to Jarrett. Now to Henson on the right side. They're looking for Petty again. They get it to him. Richardson will have a tough time guarding him. They get it to Jarrett on the back cut, and he lays it in. A good start for Lawrence North. Not so much for Carmel. Lawrence North is up 6, 26-20. Brown crossing the timeline over to Founder on the right side. Excuse me. He's playing catch with Flaming. Founder now driving. Kicks it out to Covington. Ball fakes. Now over to Founder. Founder back over to Brown at the top of the key. Ball fakes again. Now to Covington on the left side. Covington right in front of us, now over to Flamian. Flamian to Founder, driving again towards that right elbow. Kick out to Brown, wide open right wing. Three, doesn't go. Went around and out twice, and the rebound goes to Cushenberry. Over to Henson, driving. That was Easley, actually, and Founder steps in and draws the charge. Great defensive play from Alex Founder. Easley was out of control, and Carmel gets the ball back.
And that's the one thing we've seen from Alex Founder almost all season long, his defensive aggressiveness to get back in transition and plant his feet and take a good charge. He's drawn three or four charges all season long, and that's phenomenal by the junior Alex Founder.
Founder crossing the timeline on the right side, dribbling back over towards the left. We're here at Indiana Farmers Coliseum, a great venue for a basketball game. Been a pretty darn good game so far. And a steal by Henson. He's on the fast break, one on two. He stepped on the left sideline, luckily. An errant pass by Sterling Brown. You don't see that too often. A pretty steady guard there in the backcourt. But Carmel luckily gets the ball back. Still down 6, 26-20, with 6 minutes and 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. Flaming on the right side, back over to Founder. Now to Flaming again, over to Covington in the right corner. Looking for Richardson in the middle, can't find him. He's trapped and kicks it back out to Brown. Founder driving now on the right side off the pass from Brown. Kicks it back to Founder, excuse me, Brown for a corner jumper. No good. Covington gets the rebound over to Flaming, and he lays it in. Beautiful interior passing from Carmel, and they're back within 4. Coach Eddie urging his players to get a stop. It looks like Carmel really needs one here early in the half, trying to gain some momentum early here. Cushing Berry over to Henson on the right side. Ball fakes again. Now to Easley at the top of the key. Looking for Petty down low, and there was a foul. It was called on Richardson. Got a little too physical with Petty. I'm not sure how many fouls that is for him. Probably 2 or 3. That's his second foul. Carmel's first of the second half, as the PA announcer just said. So Cushenberry has the ball at the top of the key with 6 minutes left in the third quarter, driving right on Founder, looking for a man. And there was a foul call. Not much of a foul there. Cushenberry was driving on Founder. Ticky-tack foul there. Maybe got him with the lower body a little bit, but easily will inbound.
And those last two foul calls have really been ticky-tack on. One call on Trenton, one call on Founder, both of which have been very minor contact.
Easily takes a right wing three, no good. Rebound goes to Lawrence North again. Easily will take the right wing three again, and of course he hits it off the offensive rebound opportunity. Carmel cannot grab a defensive rebound, to save their life, and it's killing them. 29-22, Lawrence North leads. Founder at the top of the key, dribbling back towards the right, goes all the way to the hoop. Hand off to Flamey and puts it up. Scoop, no good. Gets his own rebound. Scoops it up and in again. No, he missed it again. And he was fouled off the third attempt. Carmel can't make anything on the offensive side down low, and they can't box out in the interior. The big guys for Lawrence North are destroying them. It's as simple as that. So Flamian will go to the line, as he was trying to put up a shot as he was fouled. Carmel still within range. Flamian misses the free throw. That can't happen either. They're down 7 now, 29-22, with 5 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter.
And Preston Flamian, a very good free throw shooter on the season, shooting 78% as he misses the back end of it as well. Good rebound by Garrett Covington.
Covington has been known to get offensive rebounds, and a steal by Lawrence North. Sterling Brown wasn't looking. Henson driving, a man, and Covington tipped it up to Cushenberry, so Carmel gets lucky again. But Covington, as I was saying, is known to get those offensive rebounds off free throws, one of the few bright spots here in the game so far. Carmel trails by 7, 29-22, 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third quarter. They get the ball back after a couple of steals. Founder over to Flamian on the right side, now to Brown. Brown in the right corner, looking for Richardson down low. Gets it back out to Covington. Covington now to Flamian, now over to Founder on the left side. Looking for Richardson in the post, they can't find him. He reverses it to Brown instead. Cross-court pass to Covington, corner three, no good. Richardson battling for the rebound, goes up, and he was fouled. Good work from Richardson down low, fighting as hard as he can. It's very difficult against Petty and Easley down there. Excuse me, Bender's into the game now. Easley went to the bench. So Richardson, a 58% free throw shooter, will go to the line for two.
And going back to the point that you made about Garrett Covington a minute ago, his offensive rebounding, as Trenton misses the first end of his two shots. Garrett Covington has 9 offensive rebounds coming into this game, so he has 11 offensive rebounds on the season of his 21, so that's a very high percentage of his rebounds that are on the offensive side of the ball.
Both free throws missed again for Carmel. Flamian fouls Bender, and Lawrence North gets the ball back. You have the feeling that this game is slipping away for Carmel, despite the fact that they're only down 7. So it will be Jarrett to inbound to Cushenberry with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left here in the third quarter. He'll cross the timeline on the right side. Cushenberry will. Now over to Jarrett. That backcourt has been very quick and very difficult for Carmel to handle. Cushenberry backing the ball out, guarded closely by Founder. Good defense from him. Goes between his legs, driving towards the right side, puts up a floater. Fouled. Shot doesn't go, but he'll go to the line for two.
And that was a very late foul call there, foul called on Alex Founder. He had the ball, the shot was actually up in the air and landed before the foul was actually called. So a very late foul called by the referees.
But I think he did get him on that arm, so a correct call there from the official. Cushenberry at the line. As I mentioned earlier, he's averaging 11 points per game. He's a very quick point guard. He likes to push it in transition. The whole Lawrence North team does. Missed the first free throw, luckily. The whole Lawrence North team really likes to push it in transition, get their athletes out in space. That's been very successful for them tonight. That's been very successful for them on the season. They post a 12-5 record, 2 wins in a row. They beat Arsenal Tech, a very good team, but they've lost to Pike, North Central, Southport, Marion, and Lawrence Central. A lot of teams that Carmel have played, and they're out playing the Greyhounds here tonight. So it'll be Founder coming back for Carmel. Carmel moving right to left here in the second half. Lawrence North is moving left to right. Founder over to Flamey, and he pump fakes right in front of us on the left wing. Back out to Founder, spinning, driving towards the middle lane. Down low to Covington, puts it up and in. Finally, Covington and the Carmel Greyhounds get one to go down low, and they're back within 6. If they can just get a stop and a bucket here, they're right back in it. Cushenberry on the right side, guarded closely by Founder still. His defense has been very difficult for Lawrence North to handle all game. Cushenberry on the left side, now down low to Bender, working on Richardson. Trying to be physical, stripped, and won by Flamian. Gets it out to Founder on the fast break. It's 1-on-2, but he goes right at Bender, puts it up, and was fouled. Nice play from Alex Founder, trying to go right into the chest of Bender, drew the blocking foul, and he'll go to the line for two.
Alex Fallander sort of trying to channel his inner John Wall, try to spin off that rebound, or that foul actually, try to spin around him and go for the layup. Unfortunately, he was unable to convert with that one, but is at the line for two free throws.
Puts it up and in. Finally, a free throw goes for Carmel. They've left four of them on the court, missing their last four, as Richardson checks out. Good play from him here in the last few minutes, and Britt Berry checks back in for the first time since the first few moments of the game. Fallander's second free throw is also good. Jenkins also set to check back in. He checks in for Fallander. So Carmel's back within four, 30-26. Lawrence North leads. They get a stop in a bucket. They're within one possession. So Cushenberry will cross the timeline. And over to Jared on the left wing. Now back to Schaus, who just checked into the game on the right side. Now to Bender. Bender over to Jared. Back to Cushenberry. Lawrence North struggling a little bit here on offense. Now trying to figure out something to do with it. Passing around the outside. Carmel still in a man-to-man defense. Bender has the ball at the top of the key now. 3 minutes and 19 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Jarrett now to Cushenberry, excuse me. Now back over to Schaus on the right side. Schaus to Bender. They continue to pass the ball around the perimeter. Looks almost like they're trying to waste time here. Schaus has the ball on the right wing. Back over to Jarrett. Carmel's content to just sit back in that man-to-man defense under the three-point arc. Bender with the ball now over to Easley. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the quarter. Lawrence North has to grow impatient at some point. I am. Schaus over to Bender at the top of the key. Now to Easley. Easley guarded by Covington. Over to Cushenberry. Back to Jarrett. They continue to do the same thing, passing it around the outside. Cushenberry has the ball. 2.5 minutes left. We've seen this story before, just in a little bit of a different fashion with North Central and Cathedral. Carmel ended up losing both of those games at the end. Lawrence North is just taking a different tactic. They just continue to pass instead of holding the ball just past the half-court stripe. But it's the same concept in general. The coaches for Carmel applauding the defense, not caring that Lawrence North continues to pass it around the outside. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Now Jared on the left wing. Over to Bender. Bender back to Cushenberry, and he tried to pass, and it was finally stolen by Covington. Carmel will slow things down here with a minute 50 left. They finally get the ball back after a long possession for Lawrence North. Covington driving. Kick out to Brown. Brown barely controls it. Driving towards the middle now, trying to find someone who is fouled from behind. Good drive by Sterling Brown. With a minute 42 left, Carmel has the possession down 4, 30-26.
And Sterling Brown got bailed out on that one right there. It looked like he had a blatant travel. Spun his feet and just carried two or three times on that drive to the basket. So he really got bailed out by the referees. Cole Jenkins, though, to inbound underneath the basket.
Looking for someone. Can't find anyone. Finally gets it into Brown. Deflected out of bounds by Lawrence North. So Carmel will have to inbound again. Jenkins will move from the right side to the left side. Not under the basket this time as Petty checks in for Bender. Lawrence North remains in that 2-3 zone. Gets it into Brown. Brown back over to Jenkins to the left side. Jenkins dribbling the ball with the right hand over to Flamian now. Now to Covington on the short corner. Can he dribble? Yes, he can. He lost control of the ball there for a second. No double dribble call. Cross-court pass to Flamian. Wide open left wing. Three is good. Preston Flamian knocks it down, and Carmel's back within one. They were down 7, 29-22, and they have gone on a 7-1 run to pull themselves within 1 point. A lot of momentum from Carmel. Let's see if they can convert and take the lead here soon. They haven't had the lead, I believe, since the early stages of this one in the first quarter. Cushenberry over to Henson on the right side, a minute remaining in the third quarter now. Now over to Easley, back to Cushenberry. Cushenberry gets a pick from Easley, driving right side, picks up his dribble. He traveled, puts it up and in. They didn't call it. It was pretty blatant to all of us. But they did not call it, and Carmel gets the ball back. Down 3 now. Jenkins at the top of the key, looking for a man. Gets a pick from Berry on the right side. Driving right, picks up his dribble. Now over to Brown. Brown ball fakes and gets it back out to Jenkins. Carmel might try to hold for one shot here. Over to Covington. Covington driving baseline. Pump fakes, puts it up. Berry gets the rebound. Muscling his way down low. He was fouled. Puts it up and in. Britt Berry working down low, and he'll go to the line. A 75% free throw shooter trying to tie the game.
Britt Berry, great play right there to pump fake, get the defender in the air, have him go up and draw the contact with a foul. A very smart play there by Britt Berry as P.J. Barron's checking back into the game for Preston Flamian.
Flamian's finally started to get going on the offensive side. Let's see if Barron can get going as well. He struggled in the first half. So 32-31 Lawrence North. Carmel has an opportunity to tie for the first time in a while. Barry puts it up and in. We're all knotted at 32.
And a substitution with Preston Flamey and probably just a tactical one to get him in more of an extended break with 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Keep him rested going into the fourth.
Lawrence North looks like they'll have the last shot of the half. Carmel still in their man-to-man defense. Cushenberry crossing the timeline. 20 seconds left now in the third quarter. Back over to Easley at the top of the key. Now to Henson on the left side. Back to Cushenberry. Carmel's kept Henson in check very well tonight, their leading scorer. Cushenberry takes a left wing three, knocks it down. They left Cushenberry wide open. 4 seconds remaining. Carmel's going to have to push. Jenkins, barely dribbling, puts up a half-court shot, and in! Cole Jenkins nails it at the buzzer, and Carmel has tied the game at 35. What a way to end the third quarter, Brady.
Cole Jenkins, second buzzer beater of the game tonight, had one at the end of the first quarter, and now one to end the third quarter. Phenomenal play there by Cole Jenkins, losing the ball and losing his handle. Beautiful shot by Cole Jenkins, right on the U of the IUPUI Jaguar, and banks it off the glass and in. Great shot by Cole Jenkins.
Those are the type of plays that you need to go your way in a game like this. Cole Jenkins hits it from half court to tie the game at 35. Wow, what a shot. Just looking at it, I thought, oh, that's online. That has a chance. And it goes, and wow. Man, I just keep saying wow because that was just a phenomenal shot by Cole Jenkins. And going into the third quarter, that's what Carmel needed after the Cushenberry three. Cole Jenkins responds with a very lucky shot, but a much-needed one. And we have a barn burner here going into the fourth quarter.
I wouldn't call that a lucky shot. I'd call that a great shot by Cole Jenkins.
Lucky shot, Brady.
He had the ball. He lost possession of it, had his handle going up the court, squared up, and drilled the shot. Whatever you want to call it, Jack, it was great, and it had the Greyhounds tie back this game.
Any half-court shot is a lucky shot. I don't care what you say, but Carmel needs a little bit of luck tonight the way that a few calls and things have gone for them. So it's all tied at 35 with 8 minutes remaining left in the game. We're just about to get started here in the fourth quarter. And a double bonus here. Carmel will have the ball to start the fourth quarter as well.
An unusual thing, though, Sterling Brown on the bench to start the fourth quarter, so the two guards right now will be Jenkins and Fallander, a sophomore and a junior.
You figure Jenkins, if he can hit it from half court, hopefully he can hit it from closer as well to keep him in. Fallander over to Jenkins now on the right side, back to Fallander. Now over to Barron on the left wing. Now to Covington. Covington gets it back out to Barron. Carmel playing catch around the outside of the zone. Jenkins standing on the right wing. Now back to Barron. Barron dribbling the ball with the right hand. Ball fakes, a nice one. Now to Fallander. Back to Jenkins. Over to Barron in the left corner. Goes between the legs, driving, kick out to Jenkins. Jenkins over to the right side for Covington. Covington back to Fallander. Guarded closely by Schaus in that 2-3 zone. They're extending a little bit. Over to Covington. Doesn't take the shot. Cross-court pass to Jenkins. Crossover dribble. Now back to Fallander. Miscommunication. Goes out of bounds, and Lawrence North gets it back. You know, that's the up and down of Cole Jenkins. He makes great plays. You know, a half-court shot, buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, but he does have those turnovers as a sophomore that are killers.
You also have to think about that play, though. Alex Fallander came out to catch the ball but ended up back cutting. So just a little bit of timing miscommunication as well between the two players.
Easily hands it off to Cushenberry. Cushenberry's picked it up here as of late. Back over to Petty. Stripped. Tipped out to Covington. He's on the fast break. Gets it out to Jenkins. Goes all the way to the hoop. Nearly blocked, but lays it in with the left hand. Great finish from Cole Jenkins. Carmel leads 37-35, the first lead of the game since the first quarter. Henson back to Cushenberry, nearly an over and back call. But he gets it across the timeline. 6 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. Carmel leads by two. Henson takes a left wing three. No good. Rebound goes to Jenkins. Lawrence North starting to take some bad shots here. He'll push the fast break again. Back to Fallander. Fallander will slow it down now. Over to Jenkins. Now back to Fallander. Fallander standing on the right wing. Over to Jenkins again. Back to Fallander again. Between the legs, driving. Hand off to Jenkins. Cross court pass to Barron. Trying to set something up here. They're playing catch on the outside. 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game. Jenkins driving right. Euro step. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebound goes to Barry. Trying to muscle his way. Kick out to Jenkins. A good pass from Barry. Over to Fallander. Driving. And it was a kick ball. So good work from Barry to get the offensive rebound down low.
And Cole Jenkins is really doing it all right now. The shooting, the passing, the assists, the defensive thing. I mean, he's done everything tonight except go sell hot dogs at the concession stand. Cole Jenkins is having one heck of a night, and Coach Hetty is rewarding him with that. Getting a lot of playing time, though, as he did get checked out by Sterling Brown.
Not sure if I'd take him out there. Sterling Brown checks in. Corner three, no good. Rebound goes to Covington. He'll take another corner three. Doesn't go again. Short. Tipped out of bounds. Lawrence North saves it. It'll be Easley on the fast break, one on two, spins, goes to the rim, puts it up and in. Kevin Easley, a nice spin move. You just have to applaud that. But I'm not sure if I would take Jenkins out of the game. He's been on fire. But Sterling Brown checks back in, and the starters are all back out there for Carmel with 5.5 minutes left. It's all tied up at 37. Richardson was fouled at the elbow. They didn't call it, and he kicked it back out to Brown. Brown standing just across the half-court stripe, still dribbling. Lawrence North in that 2-3 zone. Brown dribbling towards the left side, over to Founder, left corner three, no good. Rebound goes to Flamian. Flamian working down low, kick out to Founder, now back to Brown. Brown at the top of the key, over to Covington. Covington looking for his man, can't find him, ball fake. Back over to Founder, driving towards the middle of the lane, stripped. Henson on the fast break. He's just streaking past everyone, goes towards Flamian, and he lays it in. Henson is so dangerous in that open court, and Lawrence North is back up too. Carmel struggling on the offensive side of the ball these last couple possessions. Brown over to Flamian, pump fakes, looking for a pick from Barry, can't find it. That was Richardson, excuse me. And he finds Covington instead. Covington dribbling back over towards the left side. He's had a quiet night. Hands it back off to Flamian. Now to Covington again in the left corner. Back over to Brown. Brown at the top of the key, dribbling left. Tries to find a pull-up jumper, he can't. Hands it off to Covington. Over to Flamian. Flamian in the middle of the lane, kick out to Brown. Now to Covington. Goes right towards the rim and finally lays it in. A nice move from Covington. Cushenberry tried to flop, but they don't call it. And it's tied at 39 again with 4 minutes and 16 seconds left here in the game.
And if Cushenberry got any call there, it would be a foul called on him. It would have been an and one, but not. So we'll still take the 2 points from Garrett.
Sterling Brown guarding Jared on the left side. Back over to Cushenberry. 4 minutes remaining. Cushenberry enters it down low to Easley. Easley driving towards the middle lane. Spins, fouled, puts up a shot, no good. Looked like a lot of ball there, but they do call the foul, and Easley's going to the line for two.
And Coach Hetty obviously recognizing good talent when he sees it. He's bringing Cole Jenkins back into the game. Probably going to check out Alex Founder, get him a couple breaks before it comes down to the final stretch in this game.
Founder is great defense, but Jenkins is providing the offense here, and that's what you need. Easley nails the first free throw. Bender will also check back in. Founder does check out. He'll check in for Petty. So it's Jenkins, Flamian, Brown, Richardson, and Covington on the court for Carmel. Only starter not out there is Founder. It's Henson, Cushenberry, Easley, Bender, and Jarrett on the court for the Wildcats. 3 minutes and 59 seconds remaining. And it is 41-39 Lawrence North over Carmel right now. But it's been a great second half here. Carmel came roaring back. A half-court shot at the end of the third quarter tied it up at 35. Carmel took the lead, but Lawrence North is playing much better these last few possessions. They lead by two right now. Brown over to Jenkins, back to Brown at the top of the key, driving right side, goes between the legs, picks up his dribble, down low to Richardson. Richardson back out to Jenkins, now to Brown. Brown standing just across the half-court stripe, playing catch with Jenkins now. Right in front of us, back to Jenkins. Jenkins dribbling the ball with the right hand, nearly traveled again. Gets it over to Covington, driving baseline. Spins, back to Jenkins, takes a right corner three, no good, and a foul down low. Covington was held, boxed out from him. Lawrence North held him, and Carmel will get the ball back, still down two. Jenkins, man, if he could have converted that one, the Carmel section would have roared behind us. And that is the seventh team foul on Lawrence North, a huge one with 3 minutes and 24 seconds left in the game. Richardson was actually fouled, so he'll go to the line for a 1-1. And he knocks down the first, up and in. Trenton Richardson has been in a lot of pressure free throw situations in his career. Tends to go 1-for-2 in those.
Hopefully. Looking at the Cathedral game specifically probably is what you're talking about.
As well as Fisher's last year. And goes 2-for-2 this time. Luckily, we reverse jinxed him there. So it's all tied up at 41. 3 minutes and 22 seconds left in the game. Lawrence North has the ball moving left to right here at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Been a fantastic matchup between these two Mick rivals. Cushenberry carried, but they don't call it for some reason. Still dribbling the ball, handoff to Henson. Free throw line jumper, air ball. Saved by Easley. No, he was on the baseline, so Carmel gets it back. A terrible shot by Henson. Carmel will take advantage, hopefully, on this next possession. Jenkins running the point guard position. Brown. Still playing that off-guard position. He has the ball now on the right wing. Ball fakes. Looking for a man. Jenkins in the right corner. Not the smartest pass. Even if he was open in that corner, would have been a tough catch for him. Not the smartest of plays from Sterling Brown. Very uncharacteristic. You don't see him do that too much. But defensive stops are going to win you this game here. Let's see if they can pull it out. Cushenberry crossing the timeline over to Jarrett. Now back to Henson. Henson looking for Cushenberry on the right side. He does find him. Back to Bender. Bender over to Jarrett. Now back to Cushenberry. Cushenberry to Henson. Driving right side. Now to Bender. Bender to Cushenberry. 2.5 minutes left in the game. He'll back it out here. Uh-oh. Let's see if Lawrence North runs what we all expect them to. Just hold the ball across half court and run it down for one shot.
And that'll be very scary if they do, because from learning from experience with the Grands I've seen from earlier in this year, that has not worked out to their favor when other teams do that to them. But if they do, I think the Grands will provide more defensive pressure because they haven't throughout the rest of the season. And if Lawrence North does do that, I think they will have to provide more pressure on defense.
Carmel's applying pressure here, but Lawrence North continues to make easy passes around the outside, so it's not the exact same situation. 2 minutes remaining. Lawrence North still has the ball. Cushenberry driving on Jenkins, spins. Kick out to Easley. Now over to Jarrett. Jarrett will back it out. Over to Cushenberry. Cushenberry back to Jarrett. 1:45 left. It's all tied at 41. Flamian nearly steals the pass for Henson, but he gets it back out to Easley. Easley driving left on Covington. Stripped, and he traveled. Great defense from the Carmel Greyhounds. They get it back with 1:38 left. It's all tied at 41.
And this is where you have to think with Coach Eddie Gacall, probably timeout right now to discuss this team, what he's going to do with this one, whether he wants to try to hold the ball for 1:30 or try to attack the basket early and get back and play good defense.
He will discuss their strategy down the stretch here with 1:38 left. They'll most likely drop a play here, a set play. You figure it will go to one of their star players, being Sterling Brown. He really had a hot first half, has been pretty much shut down here in the second half. Flamian's got going a little bit. Britt Berry's provided some energy off that bench. Richardson's got a couple to go. You know, the whole team really contributed here in the second half, and I think that's why they've been able to come back and make this a much closer game.
Yeah, the depth they're playing with tonight has been phenomenal. Really don't see that a whole lot. In the previous games, we see Trent Richardson having a great game. Britt Berry playing good defense as well and good offense. We really haven't seen John Michael Malloy all in this second half, and that's probably because Trent and Britt have been playing so well. Cole Jenkins, obviously one of the best players off the bench tonight. We really haven't seen anything out of Sam Oliphant tonight either. So the bench players and the bench rotation has been much different in the last couple games ever since Garrett joined the squad, but I believe it's worked out to their favor.
This is just one heck of a game, Brady. It's all tied up at 41. What more could you ask for? North Side Madness, just like we talked about. You know, Lawrence North looked like they were starting to pull away there in the second quarter. They were up 29-22. But Carmel comes roaring back. In the third quarter, they were up 29-22. They come roaring back, and it is 41-all here with 1:38 left. They have the ball. Coach Eddie takes another timeout right afterwards, seeing what Lawrence North was in. Looked like they were going to apply some full-court pressure.
Yeah, and we just had our sideline man, Griffin Gonzalez, being able to listen on that last huddle. And Coach Eddie was telling his guys they want to get a lot of screens, cuts, and passes. You want to hold the ball for as long as you can and get good screens, because if you're able to get the good screen, you're able to find the open pass, which then would lead to that open basket.
Do you think Carmel might try and hold for the last shot here?
I think it'd be smart for them to do with 1:38 left. If they're able to break the press and get up court and hold the ball and maintain possession of it, I think they absolutely should.
I think you want to try and shorten the game here, but in the opposite way that they have been. What it's been like against Cathedral and North Central, what I'm trying to describe is they've been on the defensive side of the ball, and the other team just holds the ball and runs the clock all the way down. Now Carmel has that opportunity here tonight. I'm not sure if they're going to do it, but I would if I were them to try and shorten this game against the athletes of Lawrence North and try to get a shot they want. So Lawrence North applying full court pressure. I'm not sure it's going to be possible here. And Flamian inbounds to Brown. Back over to Jenkins. Still haven't got it across half court yet. Over to Brown again. They have to get it across half court. Picks up his dribble, nearly traveled. Gets it to Flamian just in time. And now over to Brown. They're in the half court, 1:25 left. Brown dribbling towards the left side. Pulls up for a floater. And he's shoved off. A weak call there as Sterling Brown was just driving. Guy jumped back as he was using his body effectively. Questionable call there, but Lawrence North gets the ball back. 41-all. They have it with 1:20 left.
I'm not really sure what the referee saw on that one. You said it, Jack. A soft call. Sterling Brown just driving in, using his body to get to the basket. That's smart, simple basketball by Sterling, and unfortunately the referee didn't see that.
And he banked in the floater too, so double whammy there for Carmel. Cushenberry crossing the timeline. Carmel still in their man-to-man defense. Hand off to Henson. Lawrence North might try to hold for the last shot here. And a timeout called by Coach Jack Kiefer for Lawrence North. That might be what he's discussing with his team here. Brady, I have an eerie feeling about this. It's North Central Cathedral all over again. I hope that's not the case, but it's the same exact type of situation.
Yeah, if the Greyhounds could have just held the ball, they would have been safe on that one. Unfortunately, they did try driving it. There was a minute and a half left in the game. They had the ability to get it and hold the ball, use a lot of screens and passes like we talked about, but they weren't able to do that, and they just got a simple turnover and a foul called on Stern. That's going to be huge in this game.
Florence North does take the last shot. Who do you think it'll be?
Oof, I'd probably put Cushing Bear on the line with this one. He's been really consistent with his ability to get to the basket. I'd have him drive and then dish it off to one of the big men, maybe Jaimin Henson or Ray Petty, because their ability to get to the basket and use their size around the rim has been phenomenal tonight.
I would have to agree. I'd put it in Cushing Bear's hand. He's been really hot here in the second half. And give him the choice of whether to take it himself or send it down low to Easley, who's also been very effective in the paint. You figure Carmel's going to try and make them take an outside shot. They haven't been very effective doing so. Cushing Bear has been by far their best shooter from the outside. They just don't want Easley or the big man Henson down low to get it and easily lay it in for two. So Lawrence North moving left to right. They'll have the ball in the half court. 1:08 left. They're all tied up with Carmel, 41 all. Inbounds goes to Cushenberry. Jenkins will extend some pressure here, guarding Cushenberry, and he sends it back over to Jarrett. Jarrett back over to Cushenberry. I think they are trying to hold for the last shot. Cushenberry back to Henson. Henson guarded closely by Flamian. Nearly traveled. They don't call it. Sends it back out to Cushenberry. He's standing just across the half-court stripe. 45 seconds remaining. Driving on Jenkins. He backs it out now. Looking for Henson on the back cut. Doesn't find him. Jenkins still guarding him closely. Over to Jarrett. 35 seconds left. Guarded closely by Brown. Back out to Cushenberry. Same situation as the games we were talking about, except Lawrence North passed. Carmel's applying a little bit more pressure. Cushenberry's driving. Kicks it over to Easley. Block. No, he lays it in with 20 seconds left. Let's see if Carmel calls a timeout here. Brown getting the ball cast to the half-court line. 15 seconds left. They trail by two. Brown dribbling the ball towards the left side. Puts up a shot. Floater shot. No good. Richardson gets the rebound. Puts it up. Blocked. Easley grabs the board, and he travels. So with 6.7 seconds left, Carmel still has the ball down to 43-41.
And the Greyhounds have two timeouts left, and they're going to use one right now. Trent Richardson got bailed out on that one by the big man for Lawrence North. That's Ray Petty. He's the one that traveled. Coach Eddie with only one timeout left now, using this last one with 6.7 seconds left, down by two. What do you do here, Jack?
I think you have to put it in the hands of Flamey and a Brown. I probably put it with Brown. Let him drive, and if he wants to take a floater or kick it out to a wide-open shooter, you do so. I mean, you could put it in Covington's hand. He can really penetrate the lane, but I think you put it in the hands of your junior point guard, who's really been your leader, emotional leader, all year. If you can kick it out for a three in the win, you're wide open, go for it. But you just have to get a shot up. And I would actually put a shot up, you know, fairly early, because if you miss, you don't want the game to be over on that possession. Put it up in at least 4 seconds max or so. Leave a couple seconds left so that, you know, you can foul right away and hope Lawrence North misses some free throws and for a desperation shot at the end.
And also, if they do miss the miss a shot and get their own rebound, if they aren't able to put it back up, Coach Hetty will be right by the referee and will probably try to call a quick timeout, which will be very smart by them.
All right, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. Carmel trails by two, 43-41, with 6.7 seconds left. They have the ball in the half court. It'll be Jenkins inbounding under his own basket. Carmel in their usual box set formation. All the fans on their feet here at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Inbounds goes to someone. It's Brown cutting towards the middle lane, deflected, and it goes right to Henson. Flamian has to foul him. He does with 3 seconds left. Sterling Brown, a beautiful back cut. If Jenkins just bounced past it, he might have found him. He tried to chest pass, deflected by the long arms of a Lawrence North defender, and Henson's at the line with 3 seconds left. It is a 1-1. I'm not sure if Carmel has any timeouts left. I'm assuming they do. They have one timeout left. And he uses that right now. So Henson's at the line. I'm not sure why they wouldn't save that for if he missed and they need to drop a play afterwards. I'm assuming they're going to discuss that right now. Coach Hetty was trying to signal for a timeout for a while. They finally gave it to him. So situation, Henson's at the line with 3 seconds left. Carmel's down two. If he hits both, you know, the game's over. You have to hope for a miss on the first one or just the fact that he hits one.
Yeah, if he goes 1-1, which is the best case scenario. If he goes 0-2, that's the best case scenario. If he goes 0-1, because it is a 1-1, that's the best case scenario. But if he makes one, the Greyhounds will have the ability to get the ball into their hands and get a full court shot or half court shot, depending on how quickly they can get the ball up the court. And if the ball goes, bounces back into Ellen's hands, then the game's obviously going to be over unless, for some crazy reason, more fouls and more things happen in these last 3.1 seconds left, which is a very little amount of time to get anything done.
You know, Carmel has played Lawrence North very tough here tonight. Lawrence North, a very athletic team, 12-5, a decent MIC record, but they're one of the top teams in the state, there's no doubt. Carmel's been playing much better, coming in off 5 straight wins. Lawrence North defense has just been fantastic tonight. I have to compliment them on that, in that 2-3 zone. Carmel hasn't been able to get anything going, at least on the interior. They had a couple of opportunities there at the end, could not convert, and they are in a tough situation right now, down to Lawrence North at the line with 3 seconds remaining in the game. So it'll be Henson at the line. Carmel has to hope for a miss or him going 1-2 at the line. First free throw is up and good. Henson knocks it down with ease. So this second free throw will decide the outcome of the game. Going through his routine. Dribbles it, puts it up, and in. So with 3 seconds left, Carmel trails by 4, 45-41. Despite a miracle, looks like they are going to lose here to Lawrence North tonight. Cross-court pass to Covington, puts up a 3, no good, and that will end it. Lawrence North defeats the Carmel Greyhounds in a very close showdown, Northside Madness, 45-41. A great game. Carmel ends up losing a close one yet again. They rebounded against Pike, able to win a close one there, but they just couldn't do it here tonight against Lawrence North.
Yeah, they were just unable to. They got out athletics. I don't know how to word this, but LN was just a much more athletic team than the Greyhounds were. It was very unfortunate they weren't able to come down with this one down the stretch. It looked like sometimes they were going to come back and win this game, but they just came up on the short side of the stick tonight, Jack.
Due to the loss, our sideline reporter Griffin Gonzalez will not have a post-game interview. But Brady, what do you think Carmel needs to fix? I mean, we've seen it time and time again. The losses that they have, they just really, really struggle on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, it really hurts when you're outsized and everything in the entire game. When the other team is just more athletic than you are, yes, the Greyhounds get by on fundamentals a lot, but that sort of hurts them when they don't have those pure athletes that are able to just fly around the court, game in and game out like LN has tonight. That's the one thing they need to do, is they need to start matching up better with the players, transition to that zone defense more often, because they shut down a lot of the perimeter shooting with that zone defense that they run so well.
And it seems like Lawrence North tends to have Carmel's number. In the summer, I was able to watch the Charlie Hughes Shootout Championship, and Carmel played Lawrence North in that championship at the Eric Clark Activity Center. Lawrence North won a very close game there. They win here tonight, so Carmel just has a really tough time matching up with the athletes of Lawrence North. Luckily for Carmel, Lawrence North is not in their sectional. So, you know, Carmel drops to 11-6. But, you know, record doesn't really matter. We've said it time and time again going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Luckily for the Greyhounds, that record does not matter going into the playoffs, because if it does, it'd be a very tough round to come out of. They have a decent, easy sectional, much easier than what we've seen in previous years. It's a couple teams moving out and some easier ones moving in, as the Greyhounds lose this one 41-45 to a very talented and top-ranked Lawrence North team as well.
A tough loss for the Carmel Greyhounds, and that will conclude our broadcast tonight. Carmel loses this one 45-41 in Northside Madness here at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. For Griffin Gonzalez and Brady Klein, I'm Jack Kaiser saying goodnight. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.